We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quiksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 5, Lady and the Tink. Part 3 of 3.
You and your damn hand cannon, Bert. They heard that.
That wasn't my fault. This thing...
Just drive.
It's a straight shot out of here. We're gonna be all right. Sweet Jesus, that was fun.
Lady... I gotta go get her.
There's no time.
Song.
You just stay in here, Missy.
I'm coming, girl. I'm coming.
They're right behind you.
Song. It's Texas back there.
There's nothing we can do. Shut the door, quick.
I'm not doing this again. I can't leave him behind.
Shut that door now.
It's the same thing that happened to Tom.
But it's not happening to you. Now shut that door. He shouldn't have left us. He was safe in here.
But they'll get him.
You hear that? They didn't get him yet. I know that boy. He ain't going down without a fight. Now come on, shut the door. There's nothing we can do for him right now. This is far enough. It gets hairier up ahead. I'd rather try and manage it in daylight.
And we're not going back for him?
You saw how many there were and what those things did to that group of cars yesterday. I know Saul made that hybrid tough, but not that tough. I don't think he made it.
See, but you don't know. We don't know.
No, we may not know, but I wouldn't bet on it. Look, I'm just being logical right now. He probably didn't make it. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
And what about you? Saul told me that he saved you when Angel thought you weren't going to make it, but here you are.
Well, I...
How can you leave him out there when you don't even know?
I can barely drive where I'm going as it is, let alone see well enough to do any good with Shirley right now.
Then we go back in the morning. I just have to know.
Fair enough. I guess I owe him that much.
He's not dead. I just know it.
I kind of know what you're feeling right now. Helpless. There's nothing else you can do.
Something like that?
When Shirley was passing, that was what was going on with me. No matter what we tried, I couldn't do the fighting for her. Just sat back and watched it all happen.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
When Shirley left, it was just me. What I'm trying to say is, you're not alone. No matter what happens, you're not alone.
Thanks, Bert.
No problem, Blondie.
Yeah.
How'd you sleep?
I didn't.
Me either. Sun's just peeking up. You ready?
Yeah.
There's a tire iron in the rig. Hold on. Let's pry back the door on the hinge. It looks like it's about to fall off anyway.
Lady? You're alive.
But she's not the only one. Son of a bitch. Boy, you're a fucking miracle.
Bert, I don't think he's conscious.
Well, hell, let's get him out of there. Wedge that tire iron against there and I'll pull him out.
Saul. Saul, can you hear me?
Blondie?
Oh.
Easy. Ow.
He's pretty banged up.
Is Lady okay?
She's fine. She's okay.
I don't know what I would have done without you two.
Well, it was...
I meant Lizzie and Lady. For a while there, I was wondering if you were coming back.
Well, we thought, you know, that you were a goner.
So did I.
What happened?
I don't know. They all piled on the hybrid and started breaking through. I emptied my rifle, but they kept coming.
Ah! Oh, you're back. You're bleeding.
Oh, that. You mind pulling that out, Bert? Ow! Whew.
Glass?
Yeah, I sort of landed on your bottle of Middleton. Thanks. I think there are a few more pieces back there, too, if you want to pull them. Ow.
I'm just so glad you're safe.
So they just left you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. You guys didn't come at all last night?
No, we pulled over off the road up there until dawn.
All I remember is falling to the floorboards in the back seat, holding Lady. Next thing I know, they left.
Maybe they gave up. You were mangled pretty deep.
I don't care how or why it happened, but it did. Now let's just get the hell out of here.
Oh. Here. I'll help you.
Thanks. I think I could walk on my own. Just scraped up is all. And I think I got glass in my ass crack. See? Now you get me. Took all that, but now you get me.
You're growing on me. Maybe just a little.
I'm like a weed. Pretty soon you'll be all tangled up in me.
Hey, why did you wonder if we were here last night?
I could have sworn. In the middle of the night, I heard voices. I don't know. I was pretty out of it. Can I have the back, please?
I think you deserve it. You've been through enough.
Just wake me when we get there. After all was said and done, I could say we were successful. It seemed like everything didn't go as smooth as we wanted, but we didn't lose anybody. For all I knew, our mission was a complete success. I didn't really know at the time how wrong I was.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Alisa Elliott is an acting coach in Los Angeles with a degree in drama from Yale University. She gives private acting lessons, group acting classes, and industry coaching in LA to beginners, professionals, children, and adults. Her one-on-one coaching sessions are great if you are just starting out, preparing for an audition, or want to fine-tune your skills. Elise has kept her classes small to give you an intimate opportunity to work with and learn from other talented actors while still benefiting from one-on-one coaching. Her goal is to give you the personal attention, acting techniques, and career guidance that you need to reach your full potential as an actor. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, contact her at 310-230-5233. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Alisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, and Tammy Klein.
And don't forget, Scott Marvin.
Featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk. Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.